Black Diamond book lovers have a place to call their own. Spisherbacher Books offers fiction and non-fiction books, and even things for those who aren't big readers. Located at 216 Center Avenue W, the store's grand opening was in December during Light Up Diamond Valley. "It was a really great night, the atmosphere was wonderful," said owner Aaron Whaling, adding that people are happy to see more independent businesses in town. "People walk in, and they all say, 'Holy crow, Black Diamond just needed a bookstore.'" The store sells fiction and nonfiction books for kids and young adults, and also puzzles and activity books. "I want to make sure I have a selection of stuff for people who aren't necessarily the voracious readers," Whaling said. Coming from a family of readers, books have always been a big part of her life. "I guess it's kind of been a lifelong dream," she said about opening the store. Initially, she ordered a variety of titles and looks forward to hearing what people in the community ask for. "I really do want to pay attention to what the town is looking for," she said. The bookstore got its name from a game Whaling plays at home with her children. "We decided to make a game out of making up our own words," she said. Spisherbacher was one that just kind of stuck in the household. "Making connections with publishers and distributors has been one of the easier parts of opening the business, but ordering stock before Christmas as a new independent bookstore was another story. People in the book industry are so excited for more people to come into the book industry," Whaling said. "The biggest problem was opening for Light Up and realizing that all of these established bookstores had already placed massive orders for Christmas. With about two-thirds of her initial order on the shelves, more stock is coming in every week." Whaling has lived in Black Diamond with her husband and kids for 10 years and said moving to the community was probably the best decision we ever made. She will keep filling the shelves and plans to add different items as she goes. "I have a few things in mind that I want to try and put together, to offer customers more of an analog experience," she said. "I'm looking at bringing in some board games and just kind of filling things out, so that I can really kind of cater to everyone in the community."